listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter, and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Watt Institute. We're so fortunate tonight to have myself and Patricia Eltage available tonight to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the radio show will be 323-203-0815. Again, 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the callback and enter this number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. So tonight we have Patricia available. Are you available, Patricia? You're on mute.
I'm here. Hello.
Okay. Patricia's one of the coaches with the WAN Institute. I just want to say we offer different services. If you want information about hiring Patricia or myself, you can reach me at the office at 949-723-0338, or you can send me an email at info@drpatallen.com, info@drpatallen.com. So Patricia, do you want to start off the show and tell us a little bit about you?
Yes, well, I've known Dr. Pat Allen for over 30 years, and we've co-created together and done seminars together. And I want to remind everybody out there to buy her main book with all the information, the tools in it. It's called Getting to I Do. And it's a wonderful reference book that you might use for years, underlining and highlighting and all like this. So me, myself, I'm a transactional analyst and also a dream analyst. So that being said, my book is called The Dream Class, subtitled Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself. And Dr. Pat Allen wrote the foreword in my book. I thank her very much. And so on.
And all of the books, Dr. Pat Allen's book, Getting to I Do. Oh, we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I do. So I just recently, I went through a divorce a couple years ago, and I kind of stayed out of the dating pool. And recently I go to a church event thing, and I could notice that a gal was flirting with me. So, I bought her a little gift. And then got her number and kind of started texting her, and she was very, very responsive in a positive way. And then I've noticed she's gotten kind of a little bit cold. So I started to, now that I'm like sort of back in the dating pool, I went and started to sort of flirt with some other girls and get some other girls' numbers, but just kind of wondering what to do next.
Patricia, do you want to take this one?
Yeah, you're doing the right thing. Just jump back in and get back on the horse, as they say. So you are making efforts to date, and I appreciate that. You being, I hear you that you are a male of the species. So it is, you do better, you guys, other guys out there listening, for you to do the chasing. So that's what seems like you're doing. And then hopefully you will meet a nice lady who will be receptive, the feminine energy, to your advances, their healthy advances. Sounds like you're involved in your church group or whatever. So what other, you're going online, or how are you trying to meet people?
No, I didn't do anything online. Just everything's organic, just like people I know in Good. The community. Yeah.
Wonderful. I appreciate that. And the more stories I hear about people, nothing wrong with online dating, by the way, but really meeting people the organic way, the old fashioned way, happens more realistically. I'll tell you why. Because when you are in the presence of a person face to face, you are actually exchanging chemistry to see if there's chemistry or not. And chemistry is this sort of mysterious chemical reaction between people that you sense through each other's sharing of DNA through the airways. In reality, this is real science. And right. And that's how people start feeling, oh, I actually have a little chemistry with this person. Now let's see if we can be compatible and how they communicate. And that's how right. it all begins. And you are starting to do that out in the real world.
Right. Yeah. So my specific question is related to the first gal is, mm-hmm. You know, like I said, I felt there was a flirtation, and then I kind of picked up on that, like you said, the chemistry, and mm-hmm. then pursued it. And I felt like she was super responsive, like always getting right back to me.
Oh.
And then,
Can I cut in? Did you ask her out, or is please. This only through texting?
Yeah, it's only through texting. I did ask her to go to a charity event, which she went to, and okay. it's just a weird energy. Speaking of energies, that I mm-hmm. picked up, that she's like got a little bit. I tried to make the environment as safe as possible.
That's smart.
And yeah, and just kind of picking up on that. And I just kind of always wonder, like, at this point, what would be like the next thing to do to maybe to advance it, if it's possible.
Have you asked her to, let's say, a coffee date?
No, but that's probably what I would.
That's what's next. That's absolutely okay. What's next. Keep it simple and, like you said, friendly and safe, feeling in a public place, daytime,
like or that. Lunch,
okay,
or a breakfast, or lunch, or
mm-hmm.
or
yeah, that's good.
Another
start
date.
Something simple, daytime. Mm-hmm.
I like that. Okay. That's good.
And then you can just start talking. When she came to the charity event, were you there together and talking about other things?
Not really. That's kind of like where the energy got a little bit. It just feels nervous or like a little scared.
Well, that could be. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't know what she went. You said you had a breakup with somebody, right?
Right.
So we don't know what went on with her, and she might be just getting back into dating herself or hasn't been for a while. So it's time for a simple, casual daytime date.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, sounds great.
And then what you do is you start telling her about yourself, your goals, your aspirations, where maybe your education or where you've lived. And women like to hear about themselves, about you, and then they will share what they're comfortable sharing. So you can interview them in a gentle way. You can say, "So, how long have you lived in this area?" Or simple, non-threatening questions.
Okay, I got it.
Like, what do you like to do for fun? What do you do on your days off? I always say try to stay away with past relationships on the first dates. We don't want to, you know, bring up bad stuff on relationships right away.
Not even ever.
Don't start questioning about when your last relationship was.
Don't ask about past relationships.
Keep it light, what she likes to do, you know, talk about, you know, if she's close to her family or where she grew up, little simple things like that.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Okay. What do you like to eat? Because sometimes some people say, oh, they're gluten-free or they're vegetarians or whatever. So you can say, oh, what is, they like to hear you being interested in their likes and dislikes.
I like it. Sounds great.
Do you like to go to the movies? What TV shows do you watch? You know, just as if you're getting to know a new friend.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Keep it friendly, non-threatening friendly.
Don't put her on the defense where she's getting bombed with questions that are uncomfortable. No.
So keep it comfortable.
Yeah, I've been going to Pat's seminars for many years, so
I feel okay. Did you ever go up on the hot seat?
Nope, just this.
Oh, okay.
just on the radio.
We commend you for calling. Thank you.
Thank you
guys so much. Keep up the good work.
Stay in touch. Keep us posted as to your progress.
I will. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
Wonderful. All right.
Bye-bye.
Love hearing from the guys.
Yeah, there's very few guys that always went to the seminars, but I'm sure, he'll do good. Yeah. So I have a couple of questions I want to just throw off to you here so we can kind of learning for the audience. As when people go to Pat's seminar and when I do my ladies groups, and I'm sure you get this too, why do ladies have such a hard time following the feminine protocol as Dr. Ellen states in her book, being passive, patient, vulnerable, and available? It seems they understand it, but they always want to go and do what's familiar. And they say, I'm trying. What is
because they don't really understand it. Understanding something means that you know what it is. They've only heard the people you're telling me who won't practice it or won't try it is because it's something that needs repetition. It's a new behavior, and the behavior starts with a new concept. Now, the concept is, to keep it real simple for the new people out there listening, is to let the man lead. So that's the first simple concept of let him lead. Then from that premise, you will be receptive to his leadership. That means he suggests something and you go, well, that sounds good, unless it's immoral, illegal, or unethical. You say, okay, I'll try that, or I'd like to go there, or that sounds good. That's how being receptive sounds. Mm-hmm. Now, when the man, the male person who identifies as male, and if you want to be identifying as the feminine role, then you will always behave based on how you feel. And your feelings don't come from your head, which is thinking. Your feelings come from your body, your bodily sensations. So the feminine is feeling centeredness. So if something doesn't feel good to you, if it's scary or if it's cold or hot or anything that comes from a feeling is feminine, and you will base your decisions or your answers based on how your bodily sensations guide you.
That's true.
So that is the hardest thing to get girls out of their heads.
That's
they
true.
Want to analyze everything and say, well, if I did this, maybe he would do it. And if I did that, that's all up in your head. And that's how you mess yourself up.
The same with that. I was talking to a lady and her guy, she's dating. You're not in a relationship, but he dated her. And then he called her like a week later and she was mad because he doesn't follow up. I said, he's got 8 weeks every time you see him or hear him or taste him. And then he did it twice. And then she texts me and goes, you won't believe it. After a week, he reached out again. I go, I don't believe it. They always come back. 8 weeks. I go, 8 weeks. And she goes, well, I don't like how he's dating me. And that's another thing. I said, I'm not teaching you how to tell him to call you more often. You can negotiate that when you're exclusive. But ladies, when you're dating, he may come and go 2-3. He may date you one day, date you 2 weeks later. Just keep dating him. We actually like them when they go back into their cave. They're ruminating, missing you. So when a guy doesn't call you and he calls you a week or two later, it's actually a good sign that he's thinking about you. But so many women get mad and blast the guy for not reaching out consistently. Wouldn't you say that's true? What would your advice be? Because I hear the lady.
Absolutely. Now, yeah. One thing, the point is in getting to I Do, again, the main book with all these scenarios in it, the main thing is to date more than one at a time, because then you don't focus and zero in on one and make yourself crazy. So when you've got a merry-go-round of dates, you don't have time to be over hyper-focused on one person.
Why, yes, why he's not dating. And then I get the ladies say, you know, they like one guy. Oh, it's so much work having to do these guys. And I said, you know what, just be available. Answer texts. Go out with your girlfriends. I just don't want you over-focusing on him. That's the main thing. I don't want you to have a date every night if it's too much work, but just don't over-focus on him.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the way you, in neuro-linguistic programming, we don't focus on what not to do. We focus on what to do. So that is have three dates or have other things to do with your friends. Make sure you're busy enough. This is the to-do. Follow up with your girlfriends, follow up with new dates, go flirting at the coffee shop, whatever you do to occupy your time so you don't be hyper-focused on somebody that's going to drive you crazy if you do it that way. So you want to diversify your brain, so to speak, your attention needs to be spread out till somebody wants to take you off the market. Then you can focus on a new budding relationship.
Yes. And remember, it's very wise to get to know the person too, because if his behavior it is constantly going back and forth, she's only had like four or five dates, so that's not enough to really tell yet. But I said, just watch him and see how he interacts with you. He constantly is coming up and being more consistent, as I've seen it. So it's a hard one for ladies to get. They want instant relationships, instant, you know, regular phone calls. I get that. But not when you first meet somebody sometimes, because then you don't, you know, you get into a relationship that you don't really know the person. And that goes on to my next question. A lot of the ladies, and Pat Allen used to have it all the time about the picker. These ladies have the picker where they like that model. That's the unavailable, you know, he's the little boy that likes to play, but they should be going with this guy, but they don't like him because he's boring and they don't have chemistry. And Dr. Allen always said, you have to desensitize from the avoidant, unavailable, and start going out with the quiet, consistent, masculine, reliable, secure men. And the women have a hard time doing that. How can they self-regulate to be comfortable going out with a man that would be best for them rather than the ones they have chemistry for?
This is called incremental desensitization, and that's what duty dating is. It is a way of desensitizing to your old way, to trying doing a new way and a new type, people who might be better for you than the bad boys or the little boys in men's bodies. So this is why we date them more than once and see if chemistry builds. It doesn't always happen at the first instant, love at first sight. No, it doesn't work that way. Because right away, a lot of women are picking with their eyes.
Dr. Allen has always said
the women should be listening to what they say, how they treat you, and what their lifestyle, their goals, their aspirations, what they do in life. They will give you all the information you need by the third date, usually, at least by the fifth date, if you get that far. But you gradually desensitize to going out with people who are a better quality for you, better for you in the long run, not these bad boys or little boys.
That's true, but fortunately, all the ladies have that. That has to be one of the hardest things for the ladies to understand, and the being patient. And if they could just get through that, everybody, and the book, Getting to I Do, is available on Audible. Some ladies say they read it years ago. I suggest you pull it out and read it again, because sometimes you don't understand.
You miss things the first time around.
Yes.
It's a great reference book. Yeah. It's a great reference book. I have people who have highlighted in different colors of highlighter, orange highlighter in some areas for certain things, green highlighter and yellow highlighter. They've used that book till it's practically a rag.
and then also she has the other book, The Answers, which is just little quotes. It's like the Cliff Notes. It's actually very good. It goes through a lot of information that Dr. Allen teaches as well. It's called The Answers, and it's available on Amazon as well. Mm-hmm. So let's see. Okay, so just to throw out there again, if callers are listening, the call-in number is 323-203-0815. Mm-hmm. So we were talking a little bit about, I think last week we were talking a little bit about self-regulation. People have a hard time. They know they shouldn't do it, but they just can't stop doing it. They just can't get out of their head. What teaching or what information can you offer the ladies to get out of their head and not put foot in mouth and do something stupid?
Well, here's some I give. Well, the people I'm working with privately, and I do privates. You can always call Sue and get in touch with either one of us. But I have some information that I email people who are having a hard time with that. First of all, I send out a breathing exercise that's a very specific horizontal breathing to bring out of your head and into your body. And I also send out a meditation that my husband actually put together to help people get out of their head and in touch with their body. So twofold, I work with people physically, their physicality, to get them into their bodily sensations. And that's really the only way. You have to really do something that gets you into your bodily sensations. And that's another thing. If you can afford it, do things like get a manicure once a week, however long often you can, get a pedicure, do walk in the grass barefoot, go outside and breathe fresh air. So all these things, little things like that, even taking a bath, and I like to tell people to take an Epsom salts bath, that really gets you into sensing your body too. But there are a lot of different techniques that I use to help women get into their bodily sensations and out of their head. And that's their saving grace. It's their salvation to get out of your head. Operating out of the feminine.
Once it gets into your head, it spirals. And I can't believe how much, they go rogue on me. And it's like, oh, people, please,
that's not going to do you anything until you really get a grip on being in touch with your body. And I have many techniques that I help people learn on how to really be in their feminine, which is the body.
That's great. Yeah. So let's see. I think that's all of the questions. Oh, well, we went over the 8 weeks. What's the 8 weeks? Explain the 8 weeks, the ruminating, and why it's important, and why not to be mad at men for the 8 weeks.
It's not just men, it's all people in general. All humans have this mechanism in the brain that this is science, that when someone is ruminating on anything, I help business people too with their business decisions. So all through any kind of decision making, it can take up to 8 weeks to come to a conclusion. And the women need to understand that men sometimes take their, when they don't hear from somebody that they're hoping to hear from, it could be the 11th hour of the eighth week.
And there they come, and there they are. I've had it happen numerous times in the 11th hour of the 8th week. So it's called, it's faith. Faith in the system, faith in science, faith in the understanding that this is how you get what you want, by knowing what you don't want and practicing these tried and true techniques.
That is true. So hopefully we can get some callers. 323-203-0815. Do you have any questions from your people that you want to share so that we can educate the audience on examples?
Yeah, I'm waiting. Let's see. There's a one gal was going to call in today. She jumped into a marriage very fast. It was a second marriage, by the way, and she jumped in sooner than we suggest, as per Getting to I Do, the book. We suggest that you know somebody for a year, minimum 9 months, but get through the seasons, get through the trimesters of the perfect period, the rosy period where everybody is wonderful, get through the next trimester, which is the imperfect phase where you start seeing the warts, so to speak. And then the next trimester is when you start negotiating if it's going to be a go or no. And to go through those phases, and then by the end of a year, you can say, okay, this person passed all my due diligence. We passed each other's due diligence, and we're going to be partners, whether you have a marriage certificate or you just want to be partnered, which is common as well today. So when the book is called Getting to I Do, but many people want to be partnered, and that's fine too, whether you're gay, straight, or whatever you want to be, the energies are still the same. So we suggest you get through those phases, because this gal I'm dealing with jumped in faster than suggested, and found out things about him that she didn't know. That, and now, unfortunately, I don't know if they will make it. She knew him a very short time, not even 6 months. He wasn't what he advertised to say himself. Financial issues, a porn problem, addiction, and there's problems that she did not discover in this short period of dating him. Mm-hmm. So we like a due diligence period that lasts at least 9 months, preferably a year.
What is your thoughts on? I know Dr. Allen says no intercourse without if you're wanting to build the exclusivity talk. What are your thoughts on moving in? There seems to be a lot of people that want to move in together.
Well, we suggest that at least you get a promise ring before you move in together. That's a one level of commitment before. It's not engagement. It's like going steady, they used to call it. But a promise ring is meaning it's a physical symbol of the commitment that you're going forward with exploring each other on the next level. So it's still a due diligence period.
Yeah. We had, like in the caller a couple of weeks ago, let's say anybody can break an agreement, but part of getting the ring is at least you know you're both going to the same place. Now there might be time difference, so that might be, we always stress communication. Don't assume and don't just let things flow, because somebody will get hurt. Always keep open communication. So when people are moving and building forward, is it best to find out time frames? Because that seems to be something that happens, that somebody will say, oh, we'll get married eventually, and then 10 years
someday
later, How would somebody try to give a good example of a communication where somebody is on a date and they're building, and you know, the script or the format to communicate, because some ladies are afraid to bring up timelines because they're afraid they'll scare the guy away.
Yeah, well, that could happen. So,
but it's better you scared him away now, yes, than 10 years later.
This is called negotiating that up. That's a preliminary negotiation. And you negotiate before you move in. We intend, you can say your intentions, and you want to come together in an agreement for the intention. I'm willing to move in with you. No, with a promise ring, number one, with our intention of a long-term commitment heading towards marriage or long-term partnership. A lot of people who are have been married before, sometimes in a second marriage, or want a partnership for the next one. But that's fine, too, if you both want the same thing. If you both are in agreement, you say, okay, so within a year, we will decide that, some people are permanently engaged. They stay engaged for decades.
Yeah.
They just call that's my fiance.
Yeah. And then even the younger generation, make sure you find out if they want kids, because
your
partner and he may say, I'm not sure yet. You better make sure it's a yes or a no. Because you could be with him for a year and he could suddenly say no, which will crush you. Yeah.
This has happened with people
a lot.
When they agreed both ways, by the way, they agreed that they would have kids together. And then down the road, one of them changes their mind.
Which happens. Yeah.
It happens. You have it that you decide within a designated period of time that you both agree upon. Now there's another one where both people say, because let's say one partner has kids already from a previous relationship. So that person might say, oh, well, I already have kids and I don't want more. Are you still willing to be in a relationship with me heading towards marriage, but I don't want any more kids? They say yes, by the way, and people do this.
Yeah.
And some 2 years down the road, she decides she does want a kid, even though they had an agreement that they would have no more kids. So she wants a kid all of a sudden. So that's up for negotiation, but he may not. So that often causes problems too.
It does. Relations, Dr. Allen says, relationships are a risk. You do your part and hope to God they do theirs. And sometimes the other people, they change their mind, or you could change your mind. It's all a hit or miss. So
the point is, you talk about everything.
That's true. A lot of women, when they go out, they're mad because they're upset because the guy doesn't ask them a lot of questions. And I just say, just start sharing stuff you enjoy. Tell them about your day, what things you like to do. You don't have to sit there and they say, well, I'm not supposed to talk because talking is
mad. You can talk.
No. You know, they take one bit of information and they mold it to what they ladies, you're to
turn
talk.
It in.
You're just not to be forceful to him. You can talk.
Don't inquisition him.
Don't interview him. That's all I say. Don't interview him. But you can share what a great life you have, what fun things you do. Tell him about, you know, what you do on the weekends, you know, so he knows a little bit about you and how, you know, you want to present yourself as a fun, happy person.
There's nothing more magnetizing than a joyful woman.
Yeah.
And even with the men, if the men are listening too, some of the gals I work with say, oh, I went out with this guy and all he did was talk about his ex, how horrible she was. That's a turnoff. Such a turnoff. Anyone who's listening out there, don't badmouth your ex too.
I always tell people, just if they ask what happened, we became incompatible and we drifted apart and we ended it amicable. No, you don't have to tell him who he was wrong. You were right. It was all his fault, because there's three sides of the story: his side, your side, and the truth. So make
there
it
you
as
go.
Pleasant as possible. Nobody, when you're trying to oversell, it was his fault. That's a red flag for me. It's like, why are you selling it? It was his fault. I'm going, oh, that doesn't sound good. Something must be, you must have done something. So,
yes. That's right. So that being said, yes.
Tell us your position on online dating. I've heard from many numerous people, you know, that guys, they come on strong and then they ghost, and they want the ladies to chase because they're lazy. What information have you gotten? What would you recommend?
Oh, it's a crapshoot out there, I'll tell you.
Numbers game. It's a numbers game.
That's right. So you got to have the stomach for it. And if you do, I have some women who've been on it, they go have been on it and off it for a while and then go back on trying it again. But I'm even if you're on the dating apps, please continue to keep up your skills going out to coffee shops, going somewhere, at least one, go out with your girlfriends to lunch and to places where men might be, where you're going to meet men in public, because you have to keep your skills honed besides this online thing.
That's true. When I get the ladies get discouraged, they just want to shut off all men. And I tell them, no, we want to work you through with men. That's how you learn your lessons. Every guy you go out with, good or bad, you learn skills for yourself. You learn how to carry yourself. You learn how to communicate. You learn how to set healthy boundaries on what you do, what you want and what you don't want. It's very valuable to go out and date, even if you're not interested in the man. Go out and learn your lessons so the right guy comes, you're ready.
And yes, that's absolutely right. I beg you girls to just be out in the world. And a lot of people have virtual jobs now, and they're just stay in at their desk all day. And especially people, the young people now are just in front of their computers all day. Get outside, get out in the world.
And go where the men are. I always say, you know, the best place, I don't golf, but if you go to a golf range and go to the driving, you know, where you practice hitting the balls, and there's men that will help you. And then after the end of the day, you go to the country club where they all meet for drinks. That's where you'll meet the guys too.
And there are plenty of meetup groups. I'll go online and log on to the meetups. There's walking groups. There's people
there's
who have dogs
like,
where they go to have dog park groups. There's every kind of different kind of meetup you can imagine.
There are. I think there's even some meetups sometimes where they meet for like drinks and stuff, happy hours. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if that's because they never can tell the turnout, so the restaurants kind of frown on that. But there's a lot of different meetup things that people get
where
together.
It's co-ed. So it's more relaxed when it's a co-ed situation. And then you meet all kinds of different people and people with church groups too. The gentleman who called earlier, who go to the church groups and they have side activities. So be open-minded to be out there in the world on many different levels.
You know, a lot of times people work together and that seems to be the only place where they meet the opposite sex. What's your take on working and going out with somebody in the office with you?
Well, that can be tricky because a lot of workplace have something you sign, agreements that you don't date, inter-office date. So you have to be careful of that one. But if you don't have that in your workplace, then there's really nothing wrong with it. It could possibly be tricky later if you end up getting together with that person and you break up and you're still at the workplace.
That's true. Yeah.
That can be awkward, but as long as it's not against policy, I don't have anything against it.
Yes. And it just depends on what kind of work you're at. I mean, obviously, are in sales, so they're not in an office, they're out on location, so they may meeting. So I've known a lot of people that they don't actually work side by side. So it works that, but they work for the same company and they met like on a monthly meeting or something like that. But then I get the horror stories where they're actually down the hall. And he did something and then, you know, I'm sorry, ladies, but sometimes you're the more of the stalkers sometimes. Because you become bonded. So you have to be careful and take your time.
Stick with the program and you won't get yourself in trouble. Our program. We won't guide you into a situation where it's going to cause you problems.
Yeah, I have an ongoing ladies group that I help lady do the duty dating. It's Mondays at 4 and Thursdays at 5. I work with ladies to help them get from point A to hopefully point B. I have a group of ladies very well. Patricia specializes more in the life scripts and the couples counseling. I'm not, I can do it, but I prefer to help my ladies get from point A dating and give them get to that place. So do you want to tell the audience a little bit about the life script and how important that is? Because that goes back to what I was talking about, your picker.
Yes.
And how to obsess over people.
This is how we, our life script is basically how we were programmed since birth from our parents, our grandparents, our schools, our churches, our all of our culture and everything that that trains us to get through life to a certain point. But then there are certain things in that script and how you continue relying on old ways that may not serve you in this time of your life. And I want to help you get to the point where we can uncover sometimes the hurt child and heal the hurt child within that had some tough times growing up and different reasons. And whether it was bullying, whether it was a sibling rivalry, whether it was a mean parent. So there are these type of things that I help you resolve some unresolved issues so that your life ahead can be flourishing. And that's the whole point of doing that. So you can call the office for more information on that. And
And the office number is 949-723-0338, or you can send me an email at info@drpatallen.com. And you can check out our website, www.drpatallen.com. And we do have a live stream video to watch called Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication. It's about 45 minutes long, and it's Dr. Allen teaching how to use her tools, the stroke and stand, the five-step cleanup, the validation, amigo talk, and it's got a little bit about the psyche of how people, you remember that, what is it when they do they go through time, space, money, and play? And
agreements, couples agreements, and I do a lot of that. I help people negotiate before they move in together or get engaged to work out their time spent together, whether it's my time, your time, our time, space, my space, your space, our space, and money is a big one to negotiate. My money, your money, our money, and how we spend it, and play, how we play, the way I play, the way you play, the way we play together and play with friends. So these specific negotiating items are a part of due diligence before you go to engagement or marriage.
That's true. We've got a couple more minutes here before we have to cut through. Do you want to share? Do you have any other information to share with the audience that might be a teaching, a bit of tidbit for the audience?
Well, let me think about that.
Since we had a gentleman on, we don't talk too much about gentlemen. Why that brings up to mind. Why are gentlemen wanting ladies to chase them so much more now than they did in the
well,
past?
Well, you know why? Because this online phenomenon
yes.
has created this easy swipe this way, swipe yep. that way, yes, no. And they're picking with their eyes right out the bat. They don't.
Yes, that's true.
And men are visual. I yes. want everyone out there listening to understand that men by nature are visual, but it's gotten people into trouble, and they're just swiping this way and swiping that way as if it's a video game, and it's become very impersonal, and they don't even say they'll disengage from them or drop them, unfriend them with after they've met them, and without even saying anything nice, some of them. So it's become very cold and impersonal. And mm-hmm. this has affected the men out there from it's too easy for them to just sit back on the couch and start swiping this way and that way. Instead, I'd rather see people. I don't like people necessarily get drunk, because if you're inebriated, people,
yes.
you don't know who you're dealing with. But at least in the old days, people were out meeting. Let's say in Europe, they meet at the cafes. But mm-hmm. in here.
Or at the parks. Yeah, they
the parks and parks. Cafes
yes.
and bars. But even bars, you don't have to always be drinking yourself into oblivion. But
yes.
go where people are. This is what's happening to our society, and it's sad.
Yes,
so
it is.
Hopefully the people who are listening can start relating to real humans and not just the swipey thing.
Yeah, that's true. So sorry we only had one caller. I hope we get some more callers next week. But I want to thank you for joining us tonight, Patricia. Do you have any final words to say goodbye to the audience?
Yes. The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Thank you. Next week, we're having a gentleman. We're having Andy back on. So a lot of times the ladies like to hear a man's point of view. So if you are interested in asking Andy a question, join us next week, and then we'll have Patricia back the following week. So thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.